We are the wild, we are the free, and our fire burns eternally. We'll travel far, far as the eyes can see. We are the wild and free.
Well, hello and welcome to Travel Writers Radio here at Melbourne's J Air 88 FM. Want to thank you for listening. And this is another episode of our show about the people behind the food, wine, lifestyle and travel experiences around the corner and around the world. Tonight, my co-host is travel writer, magazine editor and broadcaster, Helen Hayes. Not in Sydney, but she's across the ditch in the land of the long white cloud. Hi, Helen. Tell us where exactly you are.
Well, there are long white clouds at the moment, and I'm in Queenstown.
Oh,
looking
right.
Across Lake Wakatipu, and there is snow on the top of the Remarkables, and it just came down overnight, and it's just such a beautiful sight. But, yeah, winter is on the way in Queenstown, that is for sure.
Okay.
And so tonight, Graham,
we've
got some good things coming up.
Yeah.
You got down to earth with a truffle farmer and chef in the Ballarat region and witnessed the dog Dot at work under the oak trees, where she found a $500 white truffle and earned a special treat. You tell us how you too can go on a truffle hunt and then enjoy a bit of a treat yourself of the black gold, as it is known. Our West Australian-based correspondent Carmen Jenner received a last-minute invite to fly to Malaysia over the weekend, and she gives us her impressions of 48 hours in Kuala Lumpur, the modern capital city of Malaysia, home to more than 2 million people of Malay, Chinese and Indian ethnicity. Reporter Adelaine Ung is a long-serving member of our team. Just returned from a visit to Athens and Santorini in Greece, Albania and Amsterdam, and she shares her thoughts on what each destination has to offer. We'll also feature some more music from little-known artists that we found on YouTube as part of our effort to encourage those who are just not interested in being part of that mighty machine that is the recording industry, or perhaps they just haven't been discovered yet.
And my co-host, Helen Hayes, that would be you, speaks with the executive chef of the Rees Hotel, a five-star property on the shores of the Lake Wakatipu. It's a popular place down there at Queenstown in the South Island of New Zealand. With thousands of Victorians set to make their annual migration, perhaps it is, to the warmer Sunshine Coast beginning this weekend, our reporter Justine Costigan has a preview of what Noosa has to offer. And mostly the culinary scene, but because it rained during her time up there last week. And we noticed a media release from the Australian Museum with what just might be one of the world's best jobs ever. But you would need to qualify. After more than 30 years as co-directors of the museum's research station on Lizard Island, far north Queensland, the incumbents are retiring, prompting a global search for replacements. We speak with the Australian Museum's chief scientist, Chris Helgen, about the requirements of a job in paradise.
Sounds great, and that's all coming up on this episode of Travel Writers Radio, broadcast first on J Air 88 FM in Melbourne, and stories are also available as podcasts on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and your favourite streaming platform.